Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. I hope you're doing well. It is the three of us today. No Ethan. Yeah. Well, I don't know what Ethan's doing.
He's working.
So it's me, Joe Smith, and Dom, who we've not seen for a while, in the middle.
What are you doing here then?
That's archery. The string from archery.
Well, it looks like you burst one of your arteries.
Came back so much, it went yellow. And then, after the pain hit, you went, oh yeah, we do have protective wear for that.
So did you put a sort of
leather... I put something on after the pain, which is an absolute...
A leather pad.
Nightmare. Dom?
Someone who looks like you were born in the time of archery.
Me?
Yes. You've got a kind of...
Big back. No, they do have big backs.
Yeah, like a Peter Pan... Not Peter Pan, what's the English...
Tinkerbell.
No, what's the
Quasimodo?
British?
Robin Hood.
Kind of Robin Hood, Little John, Friar Tuck.
Yeah, I auditioned for that, but didn't get it.
I can imagine you being laden with a huge wicker basket with thousands of arrows in it that only very few men can sort of trudge around the country.
Very few men are like me.
But yeah. I also think he'd be an archery's dream shot.
Yeah, well, I mean, we all are, let's be honest. This is, in terms of like podcasts... The average head diameter of this table right now, and I'm talking in your sort of non-disability categories, I think we have the largest.
I have.
Whoa, bring in the others. Don't exclude
I have a disability.
Oh, well, that affects your head diameter.
Well, it gives the impression that my head is big. But the thing with my head is it is actually in proportion to my large frame.
Yeah.
But because my neck's so short, it looks like I've got a bulbous pumpkin head, which I do.
We could use it to our ability. That could be we're the biggest heads in podcasting.
I think we've got the three biggest heads in podcasting.
But then we might get called out by like Brian Cox because he means it in another way. Smart.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not that. But I can't buy the one size fits all. Because, you know, when you get a cap, you've got a cap on now. You've been getting into caps recently.
I'm getting into caps.
You blame me for it.
Did I tell you?
Weird.
Did I tell you?
Clearly halfway through a point here.
You're on one today.
Sorry.
What?
You've just had four shots of coffee.
How did you work that out?
Because you asked me many times to get you not a double espresso, a four.
Hey, I've got a fucking bone to pick with Costa Coffee, actually.
Go on.
How do you make a three-shot espresso, Joe?
A double shot and then half a double shot.
So you do a double shot, you take the double shot out and do another double shot and put it in and get one of the shots.
That's what I would do.
That's what you would do because you're a proper fucking barista. I went to the Costa in Manchester Piccadilly.
Yeah.
I said, can I have a triple shot espresso, please? And they always go, triple? I go, yes, I'm a big boy. I've got a big day in London ahead of me.
Oh, that's nice.
And I watched it this time. I watched the shot. And the little...
No.
No.
How do you know I was going to say it?
Because you always tell.
The little bastard put the double shot in. Just looked at it for a bit longer than you usually would have a double shot.
Longer.
Little shit bag.
Yeah, that's not right.
Oh, he's bad.
I said, is that a triple? He was like, yeah. No, I just glared at him a little bit.
No, it's not.
Then did he rectify it?
No.
That's an over-extracted double.
That started my day off on a bad thing, and I was recording Bigoted Toad later that day, so in a shed in Manor House.
So Bigoted Toad, for those who don't know.
Well, let's start Dom's diary, shall we? Because we've not seen you for a bit.
Well, I'll start with Brighton, because I saw Jackie...
It's like you're invading from France.
Jackie, the head lesbian.
Right.
From the Red Wine Society.
Okay.
Is that up for a democratic vote every 4 or 5 years, that title?
What, the Full Red Society?
No, the head.
Well, it used to be kind of an honorary title because she was head of the Full Red Society, full of lesbians, and she was kind of dictated like what they did and who they kissed and things, and I just sat in the corner watching. But she's grown in stature, weight, and she won't mind me saying she does watch this now.
I feel like she could overthrow us.
Oh yeah, she'll be.
I feel like if she wanted this podcast in a week, she could take it.
She's one of the smartest people I've ever known. She's got a photographic memory, but she's fucked up like me. She said she wanted to come on, but it would blow your brains.
Maybe a Patreon exclusive.
She does hate men, though.
That's fine.
But I don't really classify as a man, really.
You don't.
What do you classify as? Some sort of...
A being.
A gelatinous being.
Something out of, like, Lovecraft, I think.
Yeah, okay.
But surely if we just got a really good bottle of red...
Yeah, we'll get
the yellow, the yellow label one that you get.
But
you,
but, yeah. but she would come on. I'm sure she'd come on, wouldn't
Sounds
you, Jackie?
Sounds like a Patreon special.
But yeah, you won't be able to put it on YouTube because if you think I have wild stories, no. And I've got wild stories from which I have to be very careful and selective about of what we got up to in Brighton.
So when did you go down there? Talk. Let's pull back a little.
I think
bit.
It was a week or two ago.
Yeah,
I haven't seen her for a while.
Strap yourself in.
So she went to Scotland to see one of her girlfriends. I need to get the terminology.
How many girlfriends
right.
she got? Do you think?
Probably about 15, I think. Because she's.
So is it just again? I said we're going to have to stop. Okay. Question break. Stop. Yes. Question break. Yes. I know it's slightly fragmented, but there's so much happening that we need to.
Okay.
So when you say girlfriends, are they all kind of like on an evenly shared rotation? Is it group activities, or would you say she has one girlfriend and a few
it's
lovers?
It's
that
a pick and mix.
Nice. Interesting.
So she has a harem of subs. And she doesn't like to have.
So does Joe, but that's
yeah, that's meatballs.
Yeah, BMT.
Well, it's not too far away from what we got up to, but so she doesn't have intercourse with these people.
God.
She merely does things to them, yeah. And she gets pleasure off
Joy.
Doing stuff to them.
Right.
But these activities range from.
Be
the
careful.
Mild to the extraordinary.
The extraordinary.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one of the I met one of these submissive women.
We can always cut it out.
Could you tell us the activity and we guess where's that on the Richter scale? Like, is that a a lemon herb or is that extra hot?
Okay, well I'll give you the background to who the sub
peri-flamer.
Is. They're all very damaged individuals.
Crikey.
Some of this they don't watch.
Some of this is part of the goes without saying kind of category, I think.
Yeah. They're all very damaged, and we discussed that in detail, me and Jackie, because. We're both broken. I met one of them, and one of this particular one earns money off OnlyFans by dressing up as little girls for presumably very deranged adult men.
Yeah. Yep.
And then we went to a nearby woods.
Okay.
Oh, I gifted her an Ivysaur Pokemon, by the way, before all this.
That's kind of
And she brought a hunting knife with her.
Cracky.
And. Now, this is about... I said, this is quite dangerous, this, actually, isn't it? And so she... It's something called CNC, which I find quite disturbing, which is consensual, non-consensual.
Okay, right. Can me and Joe just talk about beans on toast for about 3 minutes just to reset?
Let me just get through the end of it, and then that's it.
Yeah, sure.
Essentially, she's chasing... She's chasing this submissive woman around the woods where I'm sat in, like, a deck chair. And she cuts like holes out where her nipples are.
I don't know if we can. I don't know what.
That's essentially it.
On a jacket.
There's more, but I can't say anything more.
I can't even get around this.
So I've seen all the texts.
How is she? Because so all the rest we can assume what might go on. How has she accrued this kind of squad?
I don't know. She finds them on Tinder.
I suppose she's been doing it for a while, hasn't she?
Yeah, she knows what she's doing. She knows what she's up to. Yeah, she knows what she's up to.
Could you see yourself doing that, Joseph?
Why are you
cult leader vibes?
I couldn't see myself even in Dom's position. Why did you bring a deck chair?
Well, there's one already there. They must have been set up because they'd done it before.
It's like sort of Hunger Games, but for sort of sexual...
Yeah, sexual Hunger
Games.
Does
the other person get anything out of it?
What do you mean?
Like, sexual-wise, do they enjoy it?
Well, yeah. Oh, they asked for it. They asked to be chased.
She
didn't just go into the woods with a hunting knife and chase
someone. The first bird watcher she came across.
No, she blunts the knife as well, so there's no kind of like danger involved.
The more you dig into
a touch of class,
the more that maybe we should go down.
No, absolutely not.
I'll bring her on.
No.
We could talk to her on Patreon. It would be the maddest video I've ever done.
She's... exceptional, but she's mad.
Is she nice?
Yeah,
that's nice.
She's just
Let's look
nuts.
At some of the
after all the sort of the frolicking has done. Yeah. Is she just talking to them like normal people?
Well, they're not normal.
No,
okay. But you know what I mean. Like, is she going to fancy go for a bit of food or
get a triple shot?
No, because it's like, do you want to cook oysters from Waitrose? Because I used to work in a Chinese restaurant.
Are you
I
her
know how
now?
To cook them. No, I'm speaking through her like a medium.
You worked in a Chinese restaurant?
No, she worked in a Chinese restaurant. Because I used to go round to her house in London in Golders Green, and we used to watch Adventure Time and cook oysters.
I've never had cooked oysters, I don't think. I've never had them in the raw.
I've never had them from Chinese.
The last time I had a cooked oyster was at the 3-star Michelin in a bone marrow custard.
Wow. Oh, fucking hell. That sounds all right, doesn't it? So what do you do when you're not doing sexual stuff? What's your downtime like with this person? Just cooking oysters? Do you do anything nice?
We were talking a lot about where her damage comes from in her brain.
Do you feel qualified to just...
No, but I just sat there and kind of took it.
Did you?
Yeah.
And what about...
Obviously, she's talking about other disgusting, absolutely horrendous things where I can't talk about
it. Is everyone safe, do you think?
I don't think so. Is there anything funny that's happened?
Well, that's when I went to London and recorded Bigoted Toad.
Remind everyone what Bigoted Toad is.
It's my one-man musical show about a variety of animals that sing on a variety of political topics. But it's a meta show because the guy, me, who's doing it, is in a big purple dragonfly costume. And I sing about dragonflies, but then I sing about racist things, and then the pianist comes up and goes, you can't do that. And that's kind of the
show. Racist towards other bugs?
Yeah. So there's Bigoted Toad, there's the dragonfly, there's Ally Sparrow.
Probably like sniff for,
trans squirrel, maybe.
A trans squirrel?
What do you mean, maybe?
Well, have you not written this?
I haven't thought about it yet. Yeah, I've written the dragonfly and the Bigoted Toad so far. Do you want me to play you a little bit?
Yeah. When you say you recorded it, where have you been?
I've been to a shed in Manor House.
Did you pay for this?
No, my friend rents a shed in someone's back garden in Manor House in London, and he's got all his musical equipment in there.
And he helped you
record
this?
And that was
the
nearest place with microphones, for instance.
Obviously. It costs a lot of money on the train to get down there.
Well, exactly. I mean, obviously, if we had a place where there was microphones that we could have potentially...
Oh, like this. Put it to the thingy. Put it to the mic. We'll get copyright for this.
Fucking.
Oof. Crikey.
It's electric. Is there any words?
When are you going to start singing?
Oh, no. So I missed my cue. There we go. That's me. That's not me. It's a MIDI
computer. What the fuck's that?
Is that you?
It's a MIDI computer.
Keep it by that.
That can't be it.
Et cetera, et cetera.
No, I want to hear you sing.
No, it's a MIDI computer.
No, we know that.
Oh, we know that. We want to hear you sing
words.
Where
are you?
Where's the gay goblin?
Well, when I got there, I realised it was too difficult for me to sing.
Oh, so you went all the way to London and you spent money on a train to record that?
No, that was pre-recorded.
Because you sent me that recording before you even went.
So what did you do in London?
Well, I quickly realised from the sheet music that I can't actually sing.
But why did you never just hummed it out in the shower before you went down there?
Well, because if you've listened to it, it's full of sevenths and you can't really... It's not hummable. It's not like the Jackson 5, is it?
No, but presumably you knew you were going to be singing it.
You're not fucking writing something unbelievable. You're writing something about a gay goblin.
Yes.
The idea of
practicing that. And so I performed it as in like a speech.
So where's that?
Well, that's recorded.
Yeah.
It's in my emails.
Not been edited yet.
Well, yes, but it's too embarrassing.
Well, no, we've got to hear it.
Get that fucking
email
up. There's no way you're leaving us with,
Yes, but the plan is I'll get my singer friend to sing it.
Great.
I'll learn it eventually.
I want to hear the speech of it first.
Let's hear this.
Come on. We read out that email once, which was more
embarrassing. What date is it?
It's the 5th.
What?
Of June, the 5th of June.
What did you expect him to say?
What?
Hamburger. The 5th. What? Right, here we go. Is this just the audio now?
What? This is in the shed in Manor House. And he's playing...
It sounds dead professional.
Just ignore the squeaking chair. It'll be done professionally one day, presumably. Not by me.
Wait. We need to come back to that. When do you come in?
I don't know.
Fuck yeah.
I'll give you a little...
I swear if I hear some shit piano anymore...
That's me.
It's great. I think it's a fucking hit, mate.
It's great. I mean, it's not going to challenge sort of Sabrina Carpenter
at the top of the charts,
but it does have the feeling of a kind of disparate sort of like alternative musical. I've seen that sort of music played before. It's not it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, but you know that.
I mean, it will be everyone's cup of tea.
Why?
Because did you not hear it?
No, we heard it, but it's quite...
Well, I didn't hear it very well, did you? You went all the way to a shed and it came out like that.
Surely that's not the real recording. Did you just put your phone at the side at the same time?
No, that's a professional recording.
No, it's not.
You're lying.
It's not.
That's not the recording.
Yeah.
Why can you hear a chair squeaking then?
You're fucking talking shite.
You're messing.
Oh, yeah, that's when the Beatles got Abbey Road, they just heard that...
Well, I have to send that in tomorrow.
You kidding me?
No.
Surely there's a version that was recorded electronically through the cables.
Yeah, that's it.
Why can you hear the background music?
I got a question. Who are you sending it into?
Wait a minute. Why can you hear the background creaking?
Because I thought you'd put your phone on the piano or something.
Let me text Dancy and see what he says.
He's having you right over. Did he charge you?
Yeah, I'm paying for this.
What? It better not be. That sounds like it was recorded from like a TMZ reporter stood outside the shed.
Oh, like the Oasis audio that's got linked.
Yeah.
Some people have gone to where Oasis are rehearsing, stuck around the back and managed to hear them a little bit via... That's just like someone's done that to you.
That sounds like, that sounds like...
There was a whole setup and everything, a big mic, a chair.
Dom, are you listening to that thinking? I think you're winding us up.
What do you mean?
You can't be listening to that thinking, I'm glad I paid money for that.
It's more background noise than foreground noise, that bad boy.
Well, to be fair, I paid him to write the music.
Right. You could have recorded it here. You know, the studio that you come to every week.
What else you got up to in London? Did you see your friend?
Yeah, Dancy.
No, not Dancy, the other one. Escorgita.
No, she's in Singapore.
Nice, what's she doing there?
Probably blowing people.
No.
Well, probably.
Who's Dancy? Is Dancy a new sort of new character I've never heard of?
No, he's from Salford. He's the composer from Salford. But he lives in London with a German man.
Are they together?
No.
God no.
No. He's with a lutist who they
during the riots and that? Stealing Chris from Spa.
They jack each other off in Soho under the tables during the day. I always find that a bit weird.
Huh? And by night?
I don't know really what they go to in the evening.
Probably knackered.
So they go out for some food and then just wank each other off?
Yeah, in Soho. I suppose it's appropriate in Soho. Yeah. It's a sex.
But what do you mean? So? Because they have first nice restaurants in Soho.
Yeah, on the first date they did that.
Do you know normally
so they are together?
Do you know normally there's chewing under the tables?
So they're not together, but they wank each other off?
Yeah, I guess so.
Have you ever been out to dinner with him?
Yeah, many times.
Has he ever tried?
No, it's the guy who, I told you, it's the guy who, when they were on drugs in their old apartment, I saw him suck off his other friend.
There's a lot of that.
Sorry, I forgot to
There is a lot of that. I'm
in your life, though. Because I'm not seeing that. Do you think if we were single, we'd be seeing all the stuff he's seeing? Or do you think it's unique to him?
Hey, you've seen a lot of stuff. I remember your stories.
But all of yours is third person.
Yeah, because I'm not interested in sucking someone off.
That's a good point. What have you... What have you been up to then, Joe?
Oh, fuck. This feels like a fever dream. Feel like we need defensive rainers in a little bit. Busy week this week. Busy, been a busy boy, mate.
Is it a new cap?
No, I've told you I bought some new caps. Lost a cap on the M60. Did you say about this?
Sup the cap.
Bought a cap. It was too warm in the car. Put the windows down. Cat blew off one side of my head, came out the other side of the window.
What?
I was driving the
M60. Cat blew off one side of your head?
I was driving down the M60. The aircon wasn't working quick enough. So I put it on the windows of both sides.
That bit, wind, we get.
Wind came in this way, took my hat off, left outside the other window. £25 on a cap.
Where are you getting all these caps?
Urban Outfitters.
Is it all Urban Outfitters?
No, I got one that was a Nike one as well, but that was gone now.
Why are you wearing caps these days?
Just... I like wearing caps now.
No, it's more than that. Talk
it's
to
not
us.
More than that.
Be honest.
You're obsessed with my hair. You're more obsessed.
He's self-conscious about his hair. Yeah, I thought your hair was doing well these days.
I do, and I like wearing caps because if one day I need to get, you know...
What?
Is it because you...
You talk more about my hair than I'd like you to talk more about.
I love that
all
phrase.
All you do is go, oh... What's wrong with your shit hair today?
I haven't said
so
that.
Now I've got a cap on. And as soon as I got a cap on, it's like, what's with your cap?
Does well, if I came feel... in wearing a mask, you'd go, oh, there's something wrong with your face today, isn't
no,
it?
No, a cap's a cap.
What if I was constantly wearing a scarf from now on?
You'd mention it.
I wouldn't mention the scarf.
You'd mention the scarf.
I wouldn't. Of course, wear a scarf next week.
No, but now you've got your way to not mention it.
Because even off air, you're like, so when's the turkey trip? This is what he says to me.
I ain't said that.
You have.
When?
We were stood there. When? After a pod record, you went, so when are you booking turkey?
Yeah.
You're obsessed. No, you're more obsessed with it than me.
No, do you know what it is?
And the day it happens, you'll be upset because you've got nothing to ask
I actually think I know why he asked about it, because he wants to live. I think you're interested in the process of watching it grow. I think you're interested in him getting it done so you can see the result.
I want to see it all.
Yeah, he wants to.
And also, the cap thing is the reason I'm truly interested in the cap thing.
Stop the cap.
Is because I'm someone that's not really been into caps, and I'm myself getting into caps a little bit.
I want
to hold hands on this journey.
I think you'll look like a director, but maybe one of the ones that's a bit
not right,
not okay.
Well, I have been wearing caps recently. I've got two caps now, but one of them is too small for my head.
Stop saying why? Caps.
Because it's
which way did you get it from?
Fun enough, Urban Outfitters.
Did you? Which one did it say?
The New York Yankees.
Ooh.
And I've got an Adidas one that is bigger because that's a large / XL. But the New York Yankees one is just one size fits all. But that's not true. Because how can a 5'2", 100-pound woman, her head also fit a cap that fits my head?
But I wonder where the sizes sort of start and end. There must be the biggest head in the world.
Yeah.
Probably the elephant man.
Yeah, I don't think he would wear a cap though, would he?
He's been dead for
78 years.
I didn't say 78. I said
70. So the elephant man had a massive head.
Probably.
Urban Outfitters, you could probably sue him, couldn't you? Because it says one size fits all.
Does it say that?
No, actually, do you know what it says now? And this is an interesting, I think maybe off the back of your elephant folks, is it doesn't say one size fits all. It says one size.
Oh, well,
that's a completely different meaning.
Exactly, and
one
I think
one size fits all. No, that's like saying no, but I'm going down the street to the shop. I'm going.
Yes, but I think what they're saying there is this cap comes in one size. Don't be looking for a large.
No,
don't be looking for a medium. I can't guarantee it'll fit you. I'm not saying it fits all. What I'm saying is this cap is only in one size.
One size.
So I think they're covering their own back with that. What used to be one size fits all, notice it next time. It's just one size now.
I'm going to grow my hair long, I think.
Yeah, tell me about your hair.
It's essentially because I haven't been shaving it. It's because it's so greasy that when I use my like bulldog skull shaver, it all greases up.
What about your beard? Do you often trim that?
Never.
Never? Never?
You get it trimmed.
Someone trims it.
Maybe it's expensive and I've run out of all my money.
Spend it on shite recordings. What about your pubes?
Excuse me?
Your pubes? Do you trim your pubes?
Only if I think something's going to happen.
What, like an earthquake in the Far East?
Yeah, I'm like a dog that senses a hurricane.
Yeah, you've got to sum it up, don't you? A cow might lie down before it rains.
What would happen if there was a tsunami?
Have you ever shaved your crotch completely bald?
No.
It's interesting.
Never shaved it completely bald.
Have a go.
Really? I'd worry about it getting like nicked on the way. Not like by the police, but...
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Depends where I shave it.
If you think about it, sometimes you can get an ingrown hair and then you've got like a leisure activity.
Whoa. If I've got an ingrown hair on my balls, I'm not pulling that out.
Why not?
Why would you?
I don't know. I've never had an ingrowing hair on my balls.
I've got a question. There is a...
What's that?
That is a bit of your spit or something.
A bit of your spit or snot, isn't it?
On the table. That's rank. Question. So, I have to keep this person anonymous, but they're a very wealthy man.
You.
And part of their legacy, no, when they eventually die, in the town that they love, is they're going to build a big, they're calling it, they wanted to build the Angel of the North, but in Oldham, right? It's a big wheel. It's a huge wheel.
That's not like an angel,
a big,
is it?
Sort of, yeah, but it's called like, they want to build it the size of the Angel of the North.
Which isn't that big.
No, it's big enough.
Why a wheel?
It's big enough.
Because they talked to him about the reasons behind it. It got a bit boring.
Why don't you just donate to like poor people or something?
No, because they want it to represent a bit about Oldham, and then because it's like their legacy.
And all of a shit.
First IVF baby in the world.
From Oldham?
Oldham.
Is this thingy Dyson from there?
Who?
James Dyson.
James Dyson? Don't know. Can we Google famous people in Oldham? Yeah. That's all right. Producer Ben. Better than Ethan. I'd like to know if you had to build something in your town the size of the Angel of the North. when you leave Staley Bridge on your deathbed, what would it be? It's as big as the Angel of the North, but what would it be?
A hate symbol. Very well-known hate symbol.
No, we can't be doing that.
Here we go.
Is it Cribbins? Bernard Cribbins is from...
Carl Cox is from Oldham.
Wow. As is Brian Cox.
Yeah, I know Brian Cox. He's
more
in that
Cox
band,
than sense coming out of Oldham.
Oldham's mad. Can't Mark Owen Cox. From Take That. Fucking hell.
William Walton.
There you go.
The composer, William Walton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I can't believe
Siobhan
that.
Siobhan Finney, she's good.
Siobhan Finney. What about Olivia?
Philip Schofield
was not born in Oldham.
The pride of the North.
Is he?
Apparently.
That could be your statue.
What, Philip Schofield?
Olivia Cook, she's good in Game of Thrones, but like the newer ones.
Yeah.
Sarah Lancashire, she was good in Happy Valley.
Eric Sykes as well.
Is Oldham like Mint?
Biggins!
Fuck off,
Christopher Biggins.
Biggins
is from Oldham. Blimey.
What? No, that's back mad.
Back
Google
in the day.
Northern town. Google Clapham.
They all had to change their accent because... No.
Yeah, have you heard Sarah Lancashire speak now? Do you know the one from Happy Valley?
Yeah.
She's very posh.
Well,
yeah, it happens.
Blackburn's got fuck all on Oldham. Look at this shit.
Ian McKellen's from...
Wendy Peters. Diana Vickers. Remember her from X Factor?
That's weird, isn't it? Because you think Blackburn is just as big or more, you know, more so than Oldham maybe. Maybe not, but they've not got anyone. Gareth Ainsworth, famous Football League manager.
Graham Duff.
Adam Quarton. Wow, that's
right. Well, if you've got any northern towns that you think can beat Oldham.
Fine, can we do one last one?
Oh, this is ecstatically interesting. Well,
Bolton.
It's better than stories we can't put on a podcast. Bolton will have some.
Bolton will have quite a few, won't it? Peter Kay, obviously.
So, Viewmore.
Fred Dibner.
Maxine Peake, she's good in that episode of Black Mirror. Do you know the robot's coming like?
I think she's regarded as a great actress altogether.
Yeah, but I'm just giving people an example.
Oh, right, okay.
You give me an example. What's she good in?
She's been in many plays at the Royal Exchange.
Good, you can tell me one of them.
Get fucked.
There we go.
Also, if you needed it, you got Lee Mason, Premier League referee.
Yeah, Amir Khan. Do you know who Fred Dibner is?
Yeah.
He used to have a TV show going around just knocking chimneys down.
Have you ever seen that one where he climbs up to the top of that chimney in Stoke?
No, but tell people about it.
It's obviously, you've seen the Blue Peter one, haven't you? The classic Blue Peter. Where they go up to the top of Nelson's Column. I think that is Fred. Or is that
Fred? It might be Fred.
And they go to the top of Nelson's Column just on ladders with no safety ropes.
Back in the day, Joe, men were proper men.
Yeah, but men also just died by falling off ladders.
Yeah,
they did. What a way to go.
No.
Yeah. How did your dad die? Fell off a ladder doing the Lord's work.
What? Cleaning bird shit off of Nelson's Column.
Yeah. Honest work, that, Joe.
It is honest work.
Did you tell me a little bit about the Cornish pasty as well? That's why it's got that really chunky bit around it.
Yeah,
because you're supposed
handle.
To throw that away.
What?
You use that as a handle with when you're in the mines.
It's just a vehicle, isn't it, for the stuff inside?
Yeah.
I had a pasty the other day on a train. Very good. I always forget how good they are.
It's like a sort of edible lunchbox, isn't it, a pasty?
Yeah. I, however, do eat the crust because that's the best bit.
Yeah, of course. Nowadays you do, but your hands aren't covered in
big cold. Claim that that's the best bit.
I had a chicken and mushroom one. There wasn't a lot of chicken in there. How I know you got to make profit, but...
Was
maybe
it from the
two.
Cornish pasty company?
It was from the Cornish pasty company.
I can't believe... Right, there's a few companies I want to go through that I cannot believe still exist.
They all taste the same.
All
the pasties taste the same.
These are basically companies you'd find in like train stations
some of these aren't train stations. These are high street brands, and I want you to tell me which one you think will go
Can
first.
Can I just say, I do like their branding of large cheese and onion pasty. Giant cheese and onion pasty.
And then Giga.
It comes out
on a big
helicopter.
Sometimes when you get a giant sausage, they don't call them sausage, giant sausage rolls.
Well, they like to use the word jumbo when it's related to sausages.
Get your jumbo out.
Don't they? Right. The Cornish Pasty Company. I don't know how that's still going.
No, I don't.
Because it's like £7 for maybe something that costs 50p.
Yeah, well, in Greg's.
Upper
crust, how are they still
going? I don't understand upper crust at all.
Upper crust is a fantastic shout. Here's another one. The Body Shop.
What do they do?
Like soaps and stuff.
Isn't it just like Boots, but you go in Boots?
No one's... Well, you either go in Boots or Lush. No one's going in the Body Shop anymore.
Body Shop. Oh, I've got a few.
Go on.
Hotel Chocolate.
How is Hotel Chocolate still going?
What the fuck are they doing?
I've never
seen anyone go, oh, I've got to go to Hotel Chocolate.
Yeah. Honestly, right? Thornton's couldn't make it.
No, they died.
Thornton's died out. And Hotel Chocolate always had Thornton's.
All their chocolate tastes the same in Hotel Chocolate.
And yeah, Hotel Chocolate is still knocking about.
French caramel nougat or strawberry cream, and they just taste exactly the same.
There's one thing keeping Thornton's alive, and that's that little crack bite of fucking millionaire shortcake. No, the millionaire shortcake.
Oh, they still
online. They exist online. Yeah, okay.
That little bite of food.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
It's sometimes it can be too much, but wow.
Here's another one for
can
you.
Can I just put one point in Hotel Chocolat's corner?
Go on.
The ice cream.
Is it good?
See, I didn't even know they did ice cream.
It's sensational.
No, I didn't know they did ice cream.
Very good.
Here's another one. Won't be here in 5 years. House of Fraser. How are you still going, Fraser? Yeah, Debenhams gone. BHS gone. All of these like sort of stores that were big in the 60s, basically the internet over five floors, where it's like loads of different brands, everything. House of Fraser's still here. No way does that last.
Do you think Go Outdoors will make it?
I've heard from a very strong source that Go Outdoors is thriving.
You're joking. Yeah. Thriving?
I know a man on the inside.
No, you're joking.
I know a man on the inside.
You went to that one in Cheadle. It's like, just, they're surprised you've gone in.
Blacks, Go Outdoors, all thriving because... I don't know if it's come over from America, but the whole like hiking thing is big. Do you know when you get to your late 20s and people stop doing cocaine as often?
Yeah.
They get into hiking. And you've got 50 quid a weekend to spend. You know, a couple of pairs of Scarpa boots, some walking poles.
The psychiatrist asked what cocaine did to me.
What did it do to you?
Nothing. Didn't touch the sides.
Yeah. I think it went in and went, to be honest, mate, I can't do anything with this.
Yeah.
I think cocaine walked into that absolute bomb site that is your brain and just went...
And I've done it off a toilet seat as well. I don't know why it had to be off a toilet seat.
The seat? Or the
yeah, in a bathroom with someone, my friend, called Mr. Aro.
Was it in a house?
No, it was in a pub in Covent Garden after I did an opera.
And nothing happened to you?
No, didn't touch the sides.
Bloody
but then I did ketamine with this boy from the opera. And I think the opera's going to be put on again next year. Peter Grimes.
Will you be in it again?
Well, I'd like to. It's very fun. But I did fall over in the last scene. And it was being filmed and they never released the footage because I fell over in the last scene.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, the very last scene after a four-hour opera, it's like 100 people involved, singers, famous, very famous singers. I'm first on the stage. It's a 5,000-seat opera house.
Oh, wow. 5,000?
And I'm a fisherman, obviously. In the audition, it was very funny because you walk in and you're like, oh, I wonder who will be here. Old men with beards.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they sell out? Your Captain Bird's
Eye. Yeah, it was 5 stars.
You're joking. Sold out?
Sold out.
How much
every
was
night?
The ticket?
Probably 150 quid or something.
How much did you get? What'd decent you get? Amount.
400 quid a week. Shit. Fuck all. But it was very
better
fun.
Than 5,000 tickets?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of
controversy. There's like 60 people on stage as well,
though, pay there. Anyway, so the huge steps, and it's a huge stage, but I'm on first. In okay. A cast of 100, silence, the whole opera's, it's the denouement. And it's the end of the scene. Peter Grimes is dead, spoiler. And I get up on the stage, I've got this bag, basket of fish,
classic.
Get to the top step, trip and go, face hits the floor. I just hear everyone pissing themselves behind me. And then one by one, everyone comes on. Thankfully, in that scene, we all have our faces... we all have our heads to the audience, so we're all just laughing.
Still on stage?
Yeah, I can't just run off.
Did you have to hold the position on the floor?
I tried to make it look like I did it on purpose, like I'm a drunken sailor.
Yeah,
like,
but they never released the footage.
Get up, no.
Do you think it was?
It was filmed.
Could you ask for that footage?
Well, we all did. And they said no. It's probably why they're putting it again.
Do you remember my early story when I accidentally put my balls in that guy's face on stage?
What?
Teabagged someone on stage, remember?
Yeah. Remind us.
I split my pants playing... do you know what was it called? One Man, Two Governors?
Yeah.
Do you know the one of the men? No. Do you know the one man? I played him.
Did you?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Governors. So good. Didn't fall over once. But I did split my pants on one of the shows.
Yeah.
So, just rolling with it, just took my pants off. And one of the scene, I have to go down and check this guy's heartbeat. And I'm wearing baggy underwear. Needless to say, the guy's heartbeat I checked. My balls landed flat on his cheek like that. And he's whispering, get those fucking balls off my fucking face. He's supposed to be dead. And I held it there longer than I should.
You knew what you were doing, didn't you?
Accidentally teabagged him.
Did I tell you that player was one time called Monopolize?
No.
And I played a hungry dog.
What?
Yeah, and how they got funding for this song.
This is art.
I never know
really why. Interesting.
And, this is, I was talking to the guy that was in it the other day. His claim to fame is he did a gonorrhea advert one time. Really? But he's the funniest guy. And because they had to try and get around the copyright of... Because everything in the play was to do with Monopoly, right?
Oh, the game.
But they couldn't,
but they couldn't say anything to do with it. And because it was such an awful process of doing this play, at the end we had like a soundscape as the ending to the... So we always go, Monopolize. The play was not called Monopoly, it was called Monopolize.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so to try and get them done in with a copyright at the end, we were always like, we're all in the soundscape of going Monopolize. We're all like Parker Brothers. Old Kent Road.
Hasbro.
Yeah, Mayfair.
So you're trying London to get him edition. Stitched yeah. up. Yeah. Did you enjoy doing it?
Well, it was unbelievably awful.
You were a dog.
Everything I said was to do with food, like a pod on food. It was very on the nose. And so I come in one scene and I go, and to introduce myself and my character, I go, game pie, anyone?
Is that... What would you need to do to get in character in a role? Like, can you just switch it on? Or do you do certain
what did
things
I do
backstage?
In the actual audition? I was just like, game pie, anyone? And they were like, yeah, can you do it again, but like a bit...
So just ham it up like a dog. Ham it up and
essentially,
make it really crap.
I just make it unbelievably hammy. And I tend to be quite good at being hammy.
Wow.
You know, it's big. Big and ham, big fat ham. That's what they used to call
Stop
me on
staring
stage.
Staring at me when you're saying that.
What? Big fat ham.
What's your favourite type of ham? Because the wafer thin stuff. Fried ham.
No, my favourite type of ham is with a fried egg on top.
Gammon's nice.
Gammon's great, but I don't often have gammon.
No,
would you like
know.
Honey roasted? Do
yeah,
you like
I like
it
honey
that
roasted.
Bread crumb around the edge?
Apparently the pork chop's coming back.
It is coming back.
Have you seen this?
I'd like to be able to cook a very good pork chop. And I've seen enough videos of Marcus Waring cooking a pork chop.
The thing is about the pork chop is it's fucking it's hard to get right and not make too dry.
No, no. Yeah.
And you need a thick chop.
If you go too moist, you're going to get worms
rising
through your bread.
You can actually do pork pink, no? That's the preferred way of doing it.
Pork pink.
Pink pork.
Yeah, but that scares me, that.
Yeah, it does scare me a little bit. I don't really eat properly.
You can eat raw chicken.
You can eat raw anything as long as it's very good quality.
They do chicken sushi in Japan in places.
Kiss me.
Would you give it a go? Would you give it a go?
I don't know if I would. Would you?
I trust the Japanese for food standards, actually.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to them, listen, boys, is this nicer than cooked chicken?
No, obviously not.
Well, where might be?
Cook it then.
It's like that Jez quote, isn't it? I mean, it's like wine. It's like not as good as Coke, is it?
No, it's not. Really
I don't know
isn't.
What I'm going to get from that. Unless someone goes, that unbelievable. Then yeah. I'd give it a...
Marinated raw chicken, I'd give a go.
Marinated?
Yeah.
You're not worried that I'll start activating certain bits in there?
No, because that's essentially cooking it. The acid cooks it.
Yeah, like ceviche. Yeah.
What is your thoughts on when you have raw beef? And you have like a carpaccio?
If it's unbelievable quality, yeah. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
I had raw... This is what I had in that 3-star Michelin restaurant that really shocked me. Raw langoustine.
Oh, dear.
Raw shellfish.
But do we need to be having it raw?
It was delicious.
Was it?
The texture was like, it gave. Do you know what I mean? It gave itself.
It lent itself to your mouth.
Yeah, it just had a bit of give, Joe.
A little bit of give.
You know if you accidentally... I'll tell you this texture. You know when you accidentally bite your lip?
Oh, yeah.
That texture.
Oh.
Just on food, then. What's are the wraps still a thing?
No, actually. And Pokemon cards aren't a thing either, actually.
No way.
I go through intense phases of things.
So what's the intense phase now?
Booze.
Oh, dear.
Again. But I'll come off that.
Do you think?
Yeah. When the pain starts in my chest and my liver again, it's probably time to stop. You know?
So I'll enjoy it whilst it's not.
I'll pickle myself for a little bit and then get over that. But I've got my assignments in for tomorrow, so I can't pickle myself this evening. Maybe I will pickle myself regardless.
So is that recording in for tomorrow then, like you said?
It is, yeah.
It's coming up to the end of the year then, I guess.
Let me text. Oh, that was 2 months ago.
Have you had an extension?
Not really, no. I'm surprised it was so loud. Besides, it would make sound more live, I guess.
What did you ask him?
Can you get rid of that creaking sound? He said no.
But Dom, you can't hand that in.
He said it'll make it sound more live.
Yeah, is that what you want?
It's not a big deal. I mean, I've had 5 months to do these projects and I lost it to the last 4 days.
But I can't hear what you're saying.
I'll give you a thing then. I, voracious nymph, grow tired of eating friends. Savagery in the murky depths. I meant for more than this.
What grade are you hoping for?
A first for that.
Yeah.
I'll get a first for that.
Actually, all right.
I'll get a first
You'll
for
get
that.
Because
the poetry's very good. Do you think it sounds bad?
That sounds bad.
Really?
I don't think
I think it sounds that bad, you're winding us up.
As in the quality or the
quality.
The quality of the music and the singing.
Yeah, it sounds like you're literally off mic, the whole of it.
What do you mean?
Were you singing into a microphone?
Yeah, yeah.
And you think that's...
But what's happened there wrong.
What do you mean?
Let me finish the sentence without you saying what do you mean. When someone talks into a microphone,
yeah,
that transmission gets sent down a cable into some sort of recording device.
Yeah, yeah.
That audio specifically should sound very clean. Even if there's background noise, your voice should be very clear. In that audio, it sounds as though the microphone you are singing into is 6 to 10 feet away from your mouth. Not to mention the background noise, which isn't ideal. The actual audio itself doesn't sound like it was said into a microphone.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Because if I do this,
I think
we'll be able to hear this clapping, but you can still hear my voice very clearly.
I think he edited it a lot to make me sound a bit better. And that was the result.
No. Yeah,
something that's gone terribly wrong. I don't think he pressed record.
How much did you pay for him?
100 quid.
He's had you right over there.
Can we hear it again? Quid.
Can we play it out?
Just as a final, to play us out, final play blast.
Dom, what did you make of the 9/10 Club World Cup, by the way?
Didn't see it.
Buffalo Chicken Wings beating Papa Dom's.
Oh, did they? Well, good, yeah.
Oh, did they?
It went on far too fucking long. Did it not? Next time, can you have a 9 out of 10 of something people are interested in?
Like what?
I don't know. 9 out of 10... donations to me.
Great. Let's hear it one last time. To play us out. Dom's.
Remember, he wants a first.
This is a Masters as well.
Well, maybe turn it up a little bit. Maybe that'll sort it.
Oh, yeah, the volume, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it does sound quite bad, actually, don't you? Be fine, they'll like that. The professors will love that.
Well, how are you going to spin it?
What do you mean?
Like, what are you going to say? Like, the sort of, you could give it an artistic sort
Here's
of
what
flair.
You need to
I
do.
Know what to say.
Say that you recorded it in a boggy marsh.
It's a work in progress.
No, don't say that.
Oh, because they'll love that for your final assessment.
Well, it's year two.
You've had 3 years.
It's year two.
2 years.
Say you recorded it in, you know, out and about in...
In a sewer.
I'll say I recorded it outside. Does it sound like outside?
It sounds like outside. Right, good luck with your assignments. Let us know how you get on. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Dom. We'll be back next week with everyone, all four of us, in situ, as it should be. Bye!
How does the Queen wave?
She's dead.